Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
What seemed to the people to be, quote, this worthless bread, Numbers 21, verse 5, the manna was considered by God to be, quote, the bread of heaven and angels' food, Psalm 78, verses 24 and 25. Their despising the manna and wanting meat instead was taken as evidence that, quote, they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation, verse 22. So he delivered meat by air. Then, quote, the wrath of God came against them, verse 31, for their insolence. Did they repent? Quote, in spite of this, they still sinned, and did not believe in his wondrous works. Therefore their days he consumed in futility, verses 32 and 33. This seems to refer to their turning back at Kadesh, and the futility of walking in circles till they died. Even then, the Lord didn't give up on them. Quote, when he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and sought earnestly for God. Then they remembered that God was their rock, verses 34 and 35. This was probably when they were chastened with snakes, Numbers 21, verse 7. Even then, quote, their heart was not steadfast with him, Psalm 78, verse 37. But he was gracious, and, quote, many a time he turned his anger away, for he remembered that they were but flesh, verses 38 and 39. Here we read a remarkable statement, quote, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel, verse 41. It reminds us of the words concerning our Lord when he dealt with the same nation and the same problem. Quote, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief, Matthew 13, verse 58. Unbelief is a two-edged sword. The people received what God did not want to give them, and failed to receive what he did want to give them. Today, grieving the Spirit is saying yes when he says no, Ephesians 4:30. Quenching the Spirit is saying no when he says yes, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19. Let's not limit God's blessings like that.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.